Welcome to the Copenhagen podcast, where we delve into ancient wisdom and Stoic philosophy to guide you through the maze of modern life. Join us as we explore psychology and draw from real life experiences to help you navigate the complexities of today's world with clarity and resilience. The soil within, landscapes of the mind. Welcome back to the Copenhagen podcast, where we explore the inner landscapes of the mind through the lens of Stoic philosophy. I'm your host, Patrick Cullen, inviting you to join us on a journey of introspection and growth. Today, we draw inspiration from the concept of nurturing the soil within, cultivating our thoughts and actions with purpose and mindfulness. Imagine the mind as a vast field, rich with potential and possibility. Each thought is a seed capable of taking root and flourishing into action. As Marcus Aurelius once reflected, the soul becomes dyed with the color of its thoughts. Just as a skilled gardener tends to the soil, we too must tend to the garden of our minds, sowing seeds of virtue and wisdom. Like the Stoic philosophers who championed self-discipline and resilience, we have the power to choose how we cultivate our inner soil. Epictetus reminds us, it's not what happens to you, but how you react to it that matters. By fostering thoughts of virtue and resilience, we nurture the soil of our minds, laying the foundation for a life of purpose and fulfillment. In this garden of the mind, we have the freedom to tend to our inner soil as we see fit. We can mindfully weed out negativity before it takes root, nurturing thoughts that bear nourishing fruit. Yet we must also be vigilant, guarding against the toxic influences that seek to poison our inner terrain. Just as with the dangers of neglect and toxicity in the soil, we must guard against polluting our minds with negative thoughts and beliefs. Seneca cautioned, we suffer more often in imagination than in reality. By practicing mindfulness and discernment, we can prevent negativity from taking root, ensuring that our inner soil remains fertile for growth. External influences may seek to control and manipulate our thoughts, much like oppressive regimes that suppress individual freedom. In contrast, Stoicism empowers us to cultivate our inner soil with autonomy and intention. As Seneca declared, the greatest obstacle to living is expectancy, which hangs upon tomorrow and loses today. By embracing our freedom to choose our thoughts and actions, we cultivate a garden of resilience and inner peace. So, my fellow travelers on the path to self-discovery, let us heed the lessons of cultivating the soil within and the wisdom of the Stoic philosophers. As we nurture our inner garden, may we sow seeds of virtue, wisdom, and resilience, cultivating a life of abundance and purpose. Until next time, stay grounded, stay resilient, and stay tuned for more wisdom on the Copenhagen podcast. Farewell for now, and may your inner soil bear fruits of tranquility and fulfillment.